We are giving a warm welcome to DOG.
Hello, DOG.
Hey, hey.
Hello, hi.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I am fine, man. It's a Saturday. I'm welcome. Supposed to feel good.
I love the energy he brings. DOG. You know, when I first heard Chaba told me about D, I'm like, you're a dog. So here comes a guy, we pizza ninja like a dog, and then DOG. Then I took that DOG, break it down. It means
power.
Demonstration of greatness.
Such power.
Yes.
Wow.
Demonstration of greatness. How the inspiration, all of it, all of that. Where did it come from?
Like most of it come from my friends, my high school friends, the people that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They used to call me dog exactly, but then I had to like, I can't be a bad dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to be a good dog. So I decided to come up with the meaning that will suit me.
Yeah.
Like,
like people would understand what I'm not just a dog.
Yeah. Sure.
It's demonstration of greatness, but that's who they used to call me. They used to call me dog. And then I just...
Isn't there, what were the actions leading up to them calling you dog? Or was it...
No, in the crew, I'm always that guy who used to jump first. Do you get that? Like when something happens, they know what when they got me. They got everything.
Like
I'm that guy that my friends used to cry to. They used to come to me. And someone was hitting me, then I would jump.
So
they used to say, this guy's a dog.
The dog.
But I didn't want it to end up being a bad thing. That's why, because people change. When you grow up, you stop fighting for things that are unnecessary. So I just wanted it to be a good thing. Because they used to call me dog. Even now, they call me dog, but I had to make it sound better.
You took a positive spin.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, that's powerful.
That's amazing.
I love the name Demonstration of greatness.
Yes.
So, uthando lomculo, where did it all begin?
A primary, grade 7. Yeah. I recorded my first song when I was in grade 7.
Wow.
But
wow.
I was even producing at the time.
At grade 7, you were probably 11, 12.
12. Yeah, somewhere there.
Yo.
Yeah.
So you had all the resources, all our facilities for you to make that all happen. At 11, 12, guy 11, 12, what were you thinking about?
Yeah. But I've always chosen music. Like I've always chosen it. Even in high school, I carried on. I didn't stop because we didn't have much because I come from a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Escort in KZN.
It's
like the town is small.
Mm.
So there's a few people there and most of them wouldn't believe in a rapper from their society.
Mm-hmm.
They think we were just wasting time. But at the end of the day, we've always pushed what we wanted to push.
Do you have a musical background in the family, maybe?
Not exactly, but my family, they love music. My mother loves music a lot. Even my dad. Like I got this funk of doing, like, how can I put it? Kwaito. My father used to play a lot of kwaito. So what happened is I learned a lot from that.
Mm.
The way he used to love it, like when he plays a song, I felt like he used to own the song.
Mm-hmm.
That was his song. Like
and my granny told me that my dad always liked music from a young age. He used to have a guitar made of that. You see that tin
mm-hmm.
they used to,
mm-hmm.
they used to have before, the one for oil, cooking oil.
Yes,
that tin, it was metal. Like
exactly.
The same one. He once made a guitar out of that.
Sure.
So my granny told me, hey, no, Baba Kuba, we'll turn to music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then so, from there, but I think it's always about what I chose, you see. It's not about who inspired me.
Oh, mostly, yes.
Yeah. It's just something that I've always wanted to do.
So when you chose, why are the other brands and you chose hip-hop?
I chose hip-hop.
Why hip-hop?
But not necessarily or exactly hip-hop because I love being an artist.
Mm.
Yeah. As they were singing, I loved the way they sing.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, like everything that I hear, I can use.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Yeah.
So we can definitely have the light
collaboration something.
Yes, why not? The voices are lovely.
Most definitely. Okay, so the whole process, how did you get it? You say you are from Escort.
Yes.
And then the journey from Escort KZN
to Joburg.
And then all of a sudden you have a hit singer on your hands. How... The whole process, the whole recording process of you traveling from KZN to Jozi, and now you are this artist who's...
Let me just say this. Like, the journey haven't been nice. Because for a boy that grew up in a farm, I grew up in a farm with a very few people, like, even few houses. And then I got to Johannesburg. I saw a lot of people in one place. a lot of people. I couldn't even walk properly when I got here. I was very scared. I remember my mother had to come fetch me in town.
Sure.
The first time I came to Johannesburg, yo, I was so scared. I was just chilling there waiting for her to come. When a taxi dropped me off, I even asked them, hey, manje, man for the taxi. They told me, "Hey, when I was no good to you, just wait here for the person that's going to fetch you."
How long
ago? So I went for my mom, and she didn't come. It was about around 6, sure. And it was winter, so it was getting dark.
Okay, it's dark, yeah.
And I had enough cash, so I just called. I told her, "Ma, you see, if you don't get here in 15 minutes, I'm going back to Escort because I know the way where that place is. At least I have an idea."
How long ago was this when you first touched down in Johannesburg?
I first touched down maybe in 2010.
It was like 7 years ago.
But that's when I used to visit, you see. But starting to stay here full-time, that was like 2014, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So you're still recent, friend. Yeah, it's very recent.
And look at where he is.
Yeah. I'm very new and I don't move a lot, you see. Because I don't even know some of the texts that... If you have to leave me in Jersey, I'll probably get lost.
So right now, where are you based?
In Katlehong.
Okay. Oh, you're just like K1.
Yeah. That's where I hide myself.
Oh, that's where you hide yourself. Yes. Okay, now you have a single called Eskaleni.
Yes. That's the song I'm trying to push.
The song you are pushing.
Yes.
Inspiration go to Bale Eskaleni Buya Gupi, and I heard it's late, it's turn up. Maybe it's like a trap. Yes.
Okay, I'll have to explain this one,
please.
Because if you just listen to the song, you wouldn't understand. Plus, there's a place called Eskaleni in my hood.
Okay.
So people usually think what the song is about that place. Mm. But the song is like where I grew up, a woman is very important.
Mm.
So a man is supposed to sacrifice for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to take care of everything as a man. Then the woman must just do the job if she feels like she needs to. So the song is about me going to a new place. Like in the industry, getting introduced there.
Oh.
But I still have that woman that I've been pushing with from long. Do you see that?
Mm.
Like, I still believe, Woody, she must just listen to me. She must jump in the back. I'll take care of everything.
Because
I'm a man, and that's what men do.
Ladies, do you attest?
For sure, man.
Oh, I'm like, where are those guys nowadays?
Very interesting. It is now 8:40, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. You are still tuned into Radio Veritas, the station that brings you the good news and great music for a change. And we are about to launch DOG's Eskaleni. I still can't get over the name DOG. Look at the top, the demonstration of greatness. And the song is called Eskaleni. Exclusively so, where? More Radio Veritas, where we bring you good news and great music for a change. Let's listen to some demonstration of greatness.
I love it.
Savona Sisomuche.
Why won't you jump in the back?
Yega look booze.
We cool, jump in the back. We're gonna skr, skr, skr. That's when the car is moving. That's the sound the car makes when we're moving fast.
Sure.
When we're hitting the corners, like skr, skr,
okay. You have to be careful. You mustn't crash again.
Yeah. I make sure I don't crash.
Ladies. Your thoughts?
Oh man, this is
amazing,
eh?
No, nearly 10.
I don't even know how to do it.
Like,
yeah,
yeah.
No, man. No, it's blazing. Oh,
it's beautiful.
I know, it's hot.
I love it.
Did you see, guys? I was ready to jump on top of this. The studio desk.
I think I'm officially turned into a hip hop fan. This song
is going far.
No,
I believe in it. I definitely believe in this. It's amazing.
It's Kali.
Wow.
So when do we get the whole body of work?
The whole
body of work, the album, the whole package and everything. Yes.
At the moment, I'm still trying to push the song.
The single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's blazing.
Like my mission is for the song to be on radio, and I must shoot a music video for it as soon as I see it picking up.
Yes.
And then I'm gonna see when do I release an album.
Yeah.
When do you release? So no pressure.
I've always wanted to take out an album. But I believe that I need to push myself more.
Yeah.
I need to get to another level. Then it's going to be simple for me to take out an album.
So you want us to know you before you actually
yes,
take. Yeah.
Yes, yes. No, like, sense. I can't make you listen to the whole album and you don't even know one
yeah.
of my songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Same as us.
Same
yeah.
for me. That
yeah, for yeah. sure.
The ladies came in and were pushing single away.
Yeah,
and
for
their
sure.
album is coming next month on the 24th of June.
And
yeah.
Nice, nice.
D.O.G. is here. D.O.G. is here. The light is here right here on radio. It's a station that brings you the good news for a change. You want to wear something? What?
No.
No, I'm speechless.
Like, you're so,
so speechless.
They're so
like, if not, when like before again, we were so hyped up, and now you just humbled
you
us.
Just
like, you are good, man.
Calm down.
You are good.
No, I love you. So, oh, I love it. Oh, I can't get over it. Yo, young Santa.
Escalene.
Sure.
Yes, yes, yes. DOG, tell us about ones and twos. 2015, SAPC one. What was up with that?
One of my friends was in that competition.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was the final, so he called me to come through and perform with them in a house song. That's the same thing. That's the thing I was telling you before. For me, it's about being an artist.
Yes.
But I've got to a point whereby I have to focus on what I love and what I do. So I don't like jumping on most of those stuff. Yeah, but it was nice. It was a nice experience because I got there and I performed a house song.
A house song.
Yeah.
So,
with
yeah,
him, you, it was like emo. The song is called Nganza Band.
So when you are a fully fledged artist, you don't.
Yes, yes. I can do reggae.
Themselves.
I can do reggae.
Wow.
I can do Kwaito. I can
check of all trades.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Something like
everything.
That. But I think now is the time where I focus on what I want to do, what I was here to do in the first place. Because
mm-hmm.
in the first place, I wanted to be like a rapper. That's where all of it ended.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as I've grown up and met some other people, I've got to understand different genres, and I was able to associate myself with those type of people. For example, with Duzak Imo, the same guy that was on the ones and twos,
yes.
he does house music, and I'm always with him, so you see, I get influenced by what he's doing. But then at the same time, I have to keep the focus to say, well, I must push what I came here to do.
Yeah, that's true artist.
Being an artist will come in an album whereby I can put in a reggae song there.
Yeah.
That's where I can do everything I want. But now, the singles that I'm pushing, I need to push what I want.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. What about R&B? Can you pull off some...
No. You know what's the problem with me? Like, I can do anything when I'm at the studio. So sometimes I'm not good in singing, but singing live, like, I'm not good in that, but I can record an R&B song. Do you get that?
Okay.
Put some melody into it.
Yeah, for sure. What's I can make an R&B beat. I can sing on the song, but I wouldn't do it live.
I'm looking forward now to hearing more of you, more of your music.
Yeah, for sure.
So now you have Escalene out, and then what's the other single that you?
Amagama Mabili is the single I was pushing last year.
Oh, that's what the single you released last year.
Yeah,
and this year you released Escalene.
Another one, Escalene. Yeah,
I read.
Like, I've been trying to do this. It takes a lot of time, but you know, if you want something, then you sacrifice everything for it.
So is this something you do full time?
Or music is what I
music
do.
Music full time. Yes. Oh, so sorry, you've got like another job on the side.
No. So I've tried that before, but it didn't work out.
Because
just imagine now, if I was supposed to be at work.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're supposed
and there's
to
an interview, then what do I do?
Yeah.
What do you
see?
Do?
Yeah.
Ladies, it has to come back to you guys now. You guys, Lily Pusha, a full time. You do a full time job at the same time, and then at the same time, you just lost the singer.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you going, or how do you see yourselves? The album dropping next month or June.
So wait again. I was listening to this other artist, Mary. The one of the sisters was like, so she's a mom, she's a wife, she's an artist, and she's got all other business ventures that she's partaking in. And they asked her the same question, and she's like, the grace of God gives her 25, 48 hours a day. And I think that resonated so much with me. And he put this in our hearts. He will give us the time that we need. So yes, we work, go liberty and stuff. Mara, the light on it, tla pushiwa kimgim. So yeah, he'll give us the grace.
Most definitely.
To make it happen.
Okay. Yeah, no. True artistry means perfection.
Yes.
It means perfection indeed. Yeah. Well, we still have DOG, Demonstration of Greatness. I just cannot say
can't
DOG.
I can't get over that name.
I just cannot say DOG. I just cannot say you go by the name. I'm sure you have to explain it every time. Which, why, mind you, calling yourself a dog or
for
DOG
sure, for
even explaining what it really means DOG. So yes, moving on forward now. Pushwa E Eskalini, the single.
Mm.
And then your future plans. What's next? What's next for DOG?
At the moment, I just wanna perfect everything I've been doing. Like that's how I work. I don't like my old songs. That's the main reason why I don't like them, because I have to try and upgrade myself every time. I must learn new things. So since I took out Eskalini, that's like one of my best songs. But I still believe that I can do more. So my plan is to work on something better than this next time.
So we should be looking forward to another single in no time.
You must always look out for that, because for me, there's something that I do. I never get bored of doing that.
Yes.
I can take out a lot of singles because that's what I do. But at the moment, we need to just focus on what we are doing. Then when we're done with it, and then we move on to the next.
Yes, Kaleni, how long has it been in existence?
I recorded a song last year, maybe around October. But we started pushing it recently. Like we only took it out like last month.
Oh, it's,
to say, well, we're trying fresh, to push it. Yeah, it's still fresh. But to me, it's no more fresh.
So to you, a month, you're saying you released it like back a month or two back?
Yeah, that's when it was released. But
so for you, you want to keep it moving?
Yeah, for sure. I should push it until I feel like I've used everything we have. Like, we've been put, at least we must push it to a limit where I'm happy. I must say, well, okay, now I've had enough of the song. Done with it. We move on to the next one.
You know what I look forward as well too.
Yes.
With this song, as I'm listening to it, I was saying, I almost lost my mind. I wanted to get on top of the table and dance. Live performances.
Yes.
Live performances wise, where do you get a lot of those?
It depends. In most cases, it depends on the show where I'm performing. Because sometimes I may go to an event and there's like no live things are included. You get that? Like, I just go there to perform, go over the song and just perform for the crowd. But it's not something on that level I've always planned for, or something that I've always wanted. I love to perform live whereby
the
stage is big, you see. Yeah. Like, you see the guitar man there. You see someone there with the saxophone. You see someone. Like, I'd love that to happen one day. For me, now I'm performing, but I wouldn't call it live because I've never performed the way I've always planned to perform.
Yeah. So you want to bring in a whole full set, a band?
Besides that, but I must feel like what is happening on stage is something that I've always wanted. For now, I can go to a show. I go to a lot of shows. I've been on a tour with TLT. They are signed under Questa, Rap Life. I've been on a tour with them, but then even that is something, but it's not enough, you see. Like, that's not what I want. I wouldn't want to open for someone forever.
Oh, yes, most definitely. As time goes on, you will be the headlining
straight
act.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Ladies, Monica,
he answered my question.
Like, yeah.
Or isn't like a
but you know what? I'm still reflecting on what you said. You said Eskalini as much as it will hona nong, but after Ofetsa Kayona, you want something hotter.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, how hot can it get? Like, this is already hot. How much hotter, like, are you gonna get? Yeah. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, to add on to that, do you feel like after this such a hot single, do you feel any under pressure, or does it happen effortlessly in the studio? Once you hear the beat or once you create the beat, you just go, you know, like, this is the one.
With me, I plan songs. Like, even I'm a producer at the same time. So when I'm producing something, sometimes I'm producing it because I thought of a concept or something. So for me, I plan everything. For instance, if I'm doing a single, I want to push a song as a single, then I plan out, okay, this song should be catchy. This song should be simple. It shouldn't be hard. I shouldn't show them that, okay, I can rap.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to prove a point.
Yeah.
I just want to make a nice song. So I plan for that. I must make sure the beat is simple and catchy and nice, and the flows are simple and catchy and nice. Like, if you want to learn the song, it mustn't be hard for you. Because sometimes I speak deep Zulu, so people take time to understand also. So if I'm fast, just imagine if I was doing it fast, then it is going to be hard for people to capture what I'm saying.
Question to all artists in here. When do you know, okay, this is the one? Like, when did you guys know this is Utansisa is the one? When did you know Uti Eskalin? No, this is the one we are running with. How does it happen?
when I jump on stage and I say,
no, I'm talking about maybe after recording it.
Yeah, but that is the thing that usually happens. Us as artists, I make a song and I finish it. But the reason why I finish the song is because I feel like that song is something. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Like I have unfinished projects on the computer, but I never finish them. But if I feel something, then it should be finished. Just for the if I don't feel it, then I don't finish it. If it's finished, then I felt
then
it.
Know.
And when someone comes to the studio, they want to tell me, Antoine, this song is hot.
This is it.
Or this song is, you know, you can fix that and make it better. But with me, I've never had those situations because everything that I make, I plan it. What I produce, I plan. What I push, I plan.
Okay, so he knows.
I have, once he
finishes the song.
Yeah. I have to agree with that statement, Mai Chilunga Kore. Until we feel it as an artist, then it's not complete. Like this Utansirisa song, there was a pre-single before the actual single.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go back to studio because we weren't satisfied with the pre-single, in the sense that we recorded it, but I don't know if it makes sense. And then we had to go back. And then after going back, that's when we were like, okay, now it's worthy. So the pre-single one. And she was like, oh, I like it. But we were not convinced. And so therefore, as much as she can say, I like it, until we are satisfied, it's like, no, it's not going
to
go.
So it has to come from within.
It has to come from within us to say, no. Like,
we believe, as artists, we believe that it shouldn't be people shouldn't judge us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We should judge ourselves
before
them.
Yes.
So
definitely.
We the ones that are supposed to choose which song is hot and which one is not.
Mm-hmm.
Before everyone else judges, because people judge. If you listen to them, what if someone is jealous and they come and say, this song is not nice.
Yeah.
You shouldn't push this. Yeah. But because they are scared of the song, so it's better to do what you want.
Mm. Like, I believe, Khure, like, the light. Like, we are such perfectionists. To a point where you actually get to, like, just this morning, I was telling when I'm like, are we sure we're ready? Because you're constantly wanting to improve, But we got to the point where, you know what, we believe in this song. We believe the message it's carrying is... it's powerful, and that's all that matters. I think as long as we think it's okay, the rest will happen. If we say, Khure, okay, it's done, then that's all that matters. As long as we feel, Khure, I know this is all we could do, but we did everything we could, then
Yeah, like that's the best from you.
Yes, yeah.
All right. How do people get in touch with you if you want to book you for performances, your social media platforms?
Okay, they must hit me up on Facebook. I'm dogd.o.g. And on Instagram, I'm dog_RSA, dog_RSA. On Twitter, I'm @TheRealDOG_RSA.
There we are. Thank you so much for joining us, The Light.
Thank you.
How do people wanna get in touch with you?
So we've got a Facebook page. It's called The Light. And then Instagram
is
The Light Twins.
Yeah. So it's the underscore.
Yeah. The oppressed dash. Yes.
Dash. Whatever. The lower dash.
The oppressed dash.
So the _light_twins.
Yeah. And then you guys can also find us on email if you guys want to have a chat or want to book us or things like that. It's thelighttwins@gmail.com.
There we are. It's a wrap. It's 9 o'clock. I believe we are over time. But thank you so much for coming through,
thank
The
you
Light.
Thanks for having us.
Man.
Thank you, DOG.
Thanks, all the best.
I'm looking forward to more music from you. Looking forward to the album. What's the name of the album, by the way, guys?
You don't have a name yet.
It will come. It's all good. It's been the T-Junction right here on radio.
That's like writing an essay and deciding what's going to be the topic.
Yes!
Everything all recorded, immaterially recorded.
But it's nice. That's how we are, artists.
Is that how you operate as well? You wrote this Kalen before you...
Before I thought I'm going to call this song
Kalen. Yes, Kalen, right? Yeah.
Amazing.
It will come.
Well, guys,
thank you,
T-Junction. Good morning.
So
goodbye. God bless.
Bye.
Thank you.